It looks like ISIS may be recruiting in new territory. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got our sights on Russia today and how ministries there need our prayers, especially in light of rising extremism. And then in Ghana, a little girl's life is in danger and compassion is calling on the body of Christ to help. Stay tuned to find your place in today's stories. But first, Russia's now being considered fertile ground for ISIS recruiters. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
And Chechnya is one of the republics within the Russian Caucasus that tends to be Muslim-dominated. In those regions, there is a very strong Islamic contingent there. And if you remember back in the 90s, there was quite a bit of bloodshed there. There was a war that was fought between Chechenian separatists and the Russian government. So, you know, it is sort of a hotbed.
Russia rebuilt the area, but high unemployment rates and a lack of hope persist. And many terror researchers believe that's why Chechens keep on joining ISIS. But Griffith has a different take.
Any time that you have basically false religions engaged, you know, you're going to have a spiritual component to that, and that just has to be recognized. And if you have that sort of a trigger going on, somebody's going to be attracted, you know, by an ideology. And that ideology, you know, the people like the Islamic State, and they're able to take those social ills and leverage that to employ the radical ideology in the mindset of younger people there.
Yet there's still hope through the gospel. Missionnews.org. See how churches are sharing Christ in the area and find out how you can be praying. Next, it seems like religious freedom was constantly in the news in January. First, the U.S. released a list of countries of particular concern regarding religious freedom. Closely following, Open Doors released the World Watch List. Ironically, just a few days after the list debuted, the Chinese government demolished a popular evangelical megachurch. David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, noted a unique pattern in Chinese oppression.
So they want to keep the Christian movement intact, but they want it to come to heel to the government and their communist, albeit a managed economy, communist agenda.
Seemingly in response to this event, President Trump announced the Freedom of Religion Day. Then a few days later, he filled the position of Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. With such an intense focus for 1 month, it's easy to forget that this is a constant issue.
And so we assume everybody has that freedom, but that's not the case. 215 million Christians live in an area, a region of the world, where they're persecuted, harassed for their faith.
The church needs to stand up for religious liberty in all places. Let's pray with the persecuted church that they would be bold in spite of intense pressure and that those with religious freedom would use it to support and build up the global church. And finally, most six-year-olds are bundles of energy, only becoming tired after a day of playing and learning. But for one little girl we're going to call Mary, life isn't anything like that. See, she was born in the slums of Ghana. And she was born with a hole in her heart. It wasn't discovered until she started having complications as an infant, but her parents couldn't afford the proper treatment. Brian McCoy of Compassion International.
Since 6 months to now, she's been living with this condition, this hole in her heart, and it just makes life very difficult for her. She can't play without running out of breath. She can't walk long distances without needing to sit down.
So Compassion, who just found out about Mary last May, has started a GoFundMe page to raise money for a life-changing, life-saving surgery. And this fits under the umbrella goal of releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name.
Poverty comes in all kinds of different forms. Not having enough food, not having clean water, not having the ability to get an education, and not having the ability to get regular medical checkups. And so as Compassion's mission to release a child from poverty, we need to attack all areas of poverty, including the medical side.
So if you'd like to step into Mary's story to help her get the surgery, head to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.